Tuesday, the 22nd of November 2016, earthquake recovery in Kaikoura. The road in and out of Kaikoura is still closed. The inland road through Waiau is not yet open because there are still many landslides to clear and it is too dangerous. Army trucks managed to get through after 2 days, bringing chemical toilets, clean water, and many other important supplies. Some family members who were not home on Sunday night are still not able to get home. One woman was in Christchurch during the earthquake and wants to go home to help her husband on the farm, but rural roads are still closed. Farmers need supplies such as fuel for generators, tractors, and cars, and water for themselves and animals. Dairy farmers cannot sell their milk because milk tankers cannot access the roads. Primary schools are closed because they do not have water or toilets. The local high school opened yesterday for senior students to sit NCEA exams if they wanted to. They have a choice of getting an NCEA result based on their schoolwork for the year. This is called a derived mark, or sitting the exam. Many students are too stressed by earthquakes to study, and they will choose to get a derived mark. Businesses are closed. Most businesses in Kaikoura are related to tourism. Businesses include swimming with dolphins, whale watching by sea or air, souvenir shops, motels and backpacker accommodation, cafes and restaurants. The local dairy factory and cheese factory cannot get milk, so they are closed. Commercial fishing is not happening at the moment because it is not possible to send fish to the markets outside the town. People who harvested crayfish and parwa before the earthquake now must wait some time for these sea creatures to recover after the earthquake. Possibly the worst problem long term is the railway line, which is badly damaged. It could be a year before this is repaired and all the tunnels are checked and repaired.